with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coast of Tyre in Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by evil spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and he was healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For this is how their fathers treated the prophets." This is the word of God. Let us pray. Yes, Father God, as we have the privilege of meeting here together now, I just pray, give me your words. Open our ears, open our hearts to what it is you're wanting to say to each one of us. And we ask this through the loving name of Jesus. Amen. When I've been looking back over the last 18 months, it just seems as if the world is groaning, as in the pains of childbirth. We had last year the Grenfell fire, the terrorist attacks around the world, including Manchester and the London bombings. Floods in Bangladesh last year. We've got big floods in Kerala, in India, currently. Lots of fires in California and Portugal. It just seems to be looking as if it's out of control. And closer to home, you know, we have family sicknesses and we hear about divorce and child abuse. You know, the list goes on. It does feel as if the world is groaning. And also, at the same time, every 2 minutes, somewhere around the world is being diagnosed with leprosy, has been told you have this disease. Last year alone, as Lou said, just under 250,000 people were diagnosed with leprosy, suffering the consequence of this hideous, debilitating, and this ancient disease. There are no easy answers for the painful realities of living with the consequences of leprosy. We talked a bit about it with the children just now. But there is something deeply mysterious, strange, and inexplicable about the suffering both in our own lives and those we've been called to help. There's an anonymous quotation from the hospice movement that's been a great source of strength and wisdom for me. "Suffering is not a question which demands an answer. It's not a problem which demands a solution. It's a mystery that demands a presence." We are not called to give answers and explanations. We are called to be there, to be a presence for those who are suffering, facing suffering of loss and of pain. And what we see in the passage from Luke's gospel is that God himself, in the person of Jesus, came to be there with the afflicted, the oppressed, the broken, and the suffering. As we read in the scriptures, a large crowd of his disciples were there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coastal region of around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. Jesus, filled with love and compassion, chose to spend his time not with the elite and the privileged, but those who are suffering from various diseases, those with mental and spiritual anguish, those who were the very outcasts of society. And he cared about every aspect of their lives, their physical needs, their psychological anguish, and their spiritual despair. Luke's gospel has a physician's eye for the details of the human story. He focused on the outcasts, the people of no account, the broken, the sick, the abandoned people who had come to Jesus, and the profound and the sensitive way in which Jesus cared, the way he was a presence for each one of them. And time and again, Luke and the other gospel writers went out of their way to show that Jesus was deeply moved and engaged by human suffering. He entered into the experience of others. Luke uses a Greek word, splanchdizomai, which literally means his bowels were moved with compassion. In the literal Greek, he was gutted by the suffering of others. Another word implies that Jesus was troubled like the swirling of deep waters. Another implies that he snorted like a horse in anger.